So Good by Anonymous at the Kink Me Merlin Meme. Read by Mary Sefkett. The prompt. Arthur/Merlin. Contract. Arthur and Merlin are in an established relationship. One day, Merlin comes home and finds Arthur waiting for him with a stack of documents. Arthur tells Merlin that he loves him very much, but that it has been clear for some time that they are not equals in the relationship. After all, Arthur earns more, takes care of their finances, etc. Therefore, if they want to move forward, there has to be change in their relationship. Arthur tells Merlin that since he is the dominant and Merlin is the submissive one in their relationship, they should address each other as such. If Merlin signs the contract, he agrees to give up his free will and let Arthur take the lead. Merlin will drop out of school, quit his job, and refer to Arthur as Sir or Master from now on. In return, Arthur will make all of their decisions and take care of all their finances and provide them with everything they will ever need. Merlin will never have to worry about anything in his life again except how to satisfy Arthur and carry out all his wishes. Merlin agrees and signs. The story. Arthur breathed a sigh of relief as he pulled the car into the driveway. Traffic had been worse than usual, and sitting behind a truck, creeping along, when he knew what was waiting for him at home had been torture. Just thinking about Merlin, the way Merlin would smile at him, the pale sweep of Merlin's skin, the sound that he would coax out of Merlin's mouth. When he finally reached an open stretch of road, he had accelerated far beyond the speed limit. Thankfully, no cops had been around. Arthur really would have gone crazy if he had to sit through getting a speeding ticket. Grabbing his coat, Arthur climbed out of the car, slamming the door behind him. Merlin would hear it and come out to greet him. It had been 2 weeks since they had entered into their agreement, and Merlin was quickly learning exactly what pleased Arthur the most. Not that Merlin hadn't had a pretty good idea before, but now he felt completely free to give in to it. Give in to all of Arthur's desires and his own, knowing that Arthur would never reject him, that he would always be Arthur's. Yes, Merlin was his to have and love and care for, and when Merlin was good, well, Arthur always rewarded good behavior. He opened the door and stepped into the foyer. The door clicked shut behind him, and then Merlin was there, wrapping his arms around Arthur and kissing him. Arthur slid his hands under the thin t-shirt Merlin was wearing, breathing in Merlin's scent. "I missed you," Merlin whispered. "How was your day?" He took Arthur's coat, tossing it onto a chair, and unbuttoned Arthur's shirt enough to expose a bit of Arthur's chest, which he proceeded to kiss, gently biting Arthur's collarbone. "Nothing too exciting," Arthur replied, tilting Merlin's head up so he could give him another kiss. "I was thinking about you all the way home." Merlin slid a hand down to palm Arthur's crotch. I can tell." He nuzzled Arthur's neck and then slowly crouched down, dragging his hands down Arthur's body. He settled onto his knees and reached out, pulling down the zipper on Arthur's pants. Arthur sighed as Merlin drew out his cock. Merlin looked up at Arthur. "May I, master?" Arthur nodded, threading his fingers into Merlin's thick hair. "Yes. Fuck yes. I want that wet mouth of yours on me." Merlin slid his mouth over Arthur's shaft, taking it in deep, then pulling back slightly to swirl his tongue around the head. Arthur groaned and tightened his grip on Merlin, thrusting his hips slowly, fucking Merlin's mouth. "Yeah, you take that, Merlin. I know you've been wanting this all day, hungry for a taste of my cum." Merlin's hands reached for Arthur's legs, curling tightly into the fabric as he relaxed his throat, took Arthur as deep as he could. "I want you to swallow all of it," Arthur went on. "Do you think you can do that for me? Or do you want me to spill on the floor, let you lick it up?" Merlin groaned, and the vibrations ran along Arthur's cock. He pushed into Merlin's mouth and held himself there as he came, watching Merlin's throat work as he swallowed. Merlin almost managed all of it. A little dribbled out of his mouth as Arthur pulled out. Arthur swiped his thumb through the cum and held it out for Merlin to lick clean. Merlin carefully licked Arthur's cock clean, too, and then tucked it back into Arthur's pants, zipping him up again. Arthur drew Merlin up, kissed him gently on the corner of his mouth. "That was so good, baby. My good, sweet darling." Merlin whimpered and pressed against Arthur. "Please, master, I've been waiting all day. Please, I want..." "Merlin," Arthur cut him off, "do you remember what I said this morning?" "That I wasn't to ask for it?" Merlin mumbled. "I will reward you when I feel you've earned it," Arthur reminded him. "You may beg for release when I tell you, not before." "Yes, sir," Merlin whispered. He petted the collar of Arthur's shirt with longing fingers. "I've poured you a drink. It's in the library." The library was at the end of the hall, facing out in the garden. Arthur sat down on one of the straight-backed chairs, glass of scotch in hand. He leaned back, feeling comfortably relaxed, and gestured for Merlin to stand before him. "Do I need to punish you for your disobedience, Merlin?" Merlin shifted on his feet and nodded, looking down at the carpet. "Take off your pants, then." Merlin quickly shoved them down, revealing the chastity belt that Arthur had put on that morning. "Come here," Arthur ordered. Merlin started to bend down, but Arthur stopped him. He held Merlin by the hips, trailing his finger over the hard plastic and steel plate over Merlin's cock, which was encased completely in the tube underneath. Merlin shivered. "Maybe tomorrow I won't put this on you," Arthur mused. "I'll just tell you not to touch yourself while I'm gone. Do you think you'll be able to do that?" He raised an eyebrow. "Of course, knowing you, you'll rub yourself off in the sheets and innocently tell me you followed my orders, which technically you would have." Merlin fidgeted. "Master, please don't. I don't think I could stop myself." He bit his lip. "And you'd have to punish me again." Arthur cupped Merlin's arse in his hands. "And that would be such a bad thing?" Merlin blushed, and Arthur stroked his skin soothingly. "I'll do this for you, even if you're perfectly good, baby." He pulled Merlin onto his lap, even though it was awkward, and rubbed one of Merlin's nipples through the fabric of his shirt. "I know you like bending over my lap, rubbing your cock against my legs, my hand warms your arse." Merlin smiled a little and bent his head closer to Arthur's. "I can't do that with the belt on." Arthur laughed. "That's true. Well, though I'm supposed to be punishing you for earlier, you did pleasure me with that talent and mouth of yours, and such a talent deserves to be rewarded." "Thank you, master," Merlin breathed as Arthur drew out the key to the belt and unlocked it. He drew the belt off of Merlin and gently stroked his cock. "Now bend over," Arthur said. Merlin settled over Arthur's lap, rutting against his thigh, until Arthur stilled him with a hand on his back. Arthur spread Merlin's thighs just a little, and then raised his hand, bringing it down on Merlin's arse. The slap echoed through the room, followed by another and another. Arthur developed a rhythm, watching Merlin's skin redden, listening to Merlin's groans and feeling as Merlin's cock hardened, pressing onto his leg. "Why are you being punished, Merlin?" Arthur asked after a while, resting his hand on Merlin's arse for a moment, the skin hot to the touch. "I begged for release without permission," Merlin gasped, grinding into Arthur's leg. "That's right." Arthur sucked a finger into his mouth and then nudged it between Merlin's arse cheeks, pushing it into his hole. "But now I want you to beg me for it. Tell me what you want." "Master," Merlin whimpered, "please let me come. Please, will you fuck me and make me come?" Arthur slapped his arse again. "I'll let you come, but I'm not going to fuck you. Not yet." "Please, master. You need my cock so much, don't you, baby?" Arthur pushed his finger back into Merlin's hole. Merlin shifted his hips, trying to move against it. "Look at you, fucking yourself like a slut." Merlin moaned, and Arthur drew his finger out. He shifted, maneuvering Merlin off his legs so that he was kneeling on the ground instead. "I promise I'll give you what you need. But first, you have to be good. I'll be good, Master, Merlin promised, leaning forward and tilting his head. Arthur gave him a reassuring kiss before settling back in his chair. Touch yourself, Arthur commanded him. He took a sip of his drink as Merlin settled back on his knees, hissing a little at his sore arse rested on his heels. Merlin wrapped a hand around his cock, but didn't move it. That's it. So good, Merlin, Arthur praised him. Now stroke yourself. Think about how it will feel when I finally shove my cock into you. I'll open you up first, get you ready so I can bury myself into you in one thrust. Will you scream for me when I do? Yes, master, Merlin moaned, his pace quickening as he pumped his shaft. His eyes were closed, head tilted back. You are so beautiful like this, darling, Arthur murmured, aching for it, caught up in the sound of my voice. Yes, Merlin whimpered. Arthur leaned forward, lowering his voice even further. I'm going to tie you to the bed, fuck you into the mattress, and you'll lie there and take it. Let me pleasure myself in your body. Please. Come, Arthur whispered. Now. Merlin groaned, back arching as his orgasm shook him, seed covering his hands and thighs. His head fell forward, trembling a little, as he tried to catch his breath. Arthur helped him stand and tugged him gently over to the desk. Bend down, baby, and spread your legs for me, he said softly. Merlin was still slightly out of it, but he did as Arthur said, face resting on the cool wood. Arthur reached into one of the drawers and took out what he needed. He squirted some lube on his fingers and worked them into Merlin's arse, twisting and pushing. Then he slicked up the butt plug and slid it in, easing it past the tight ring of muscles. Merlin was relaxed from his orgasm, though, and stayed limp and pliant, gasping a little when Arthur shoved the plug in all the way. There, now you'll be ready for me later, Arthur said, pressing a kiss to Merlin's temple. Merlin managed to get his pants back on, and then went into the kitchen. The housekeeper had been there earlier that day and left a dinner to be heated up. Neither Merlin nor Arthur had quite managed to get the hang of cooking, though Merlin was quite skilled in putting together a fantastic and completely decadent ice cream sundae. The other day, Arthur had spent an enjoyable hour with Merlin in a sundae, giving Merlin little licks of whipped cream, swirling chocolate ice cream around his fingers, and letting Merlin suck them. Throughout dinner, Arthur watched Merlin fidgeting, reveled in the little moans that escaped Merlin when he shifted and felt the butt plug rub up against him. When Merlin started to clean up the dishes after they finished, Arthur stopped him. Those can wait. Come upstairs with me. Merlin followed Arthur, his gait awkward. As they went up the stairs, Merlin clutched Arthur's arm, knuckles turning white as a groan forced its way out of his throat. Oh, God, I can't. It feels... Just a little further, Arthur encouraged him, and Merlin managed to make it to the bedroom. He stood still, shivering, as Arthur undressed him. Up you go, Arthur said, giving Merlin a little push. Merlin clambered up on the bed and laid on his back, hands twisted in the blankets. The straps were simple, four that fastened together underneath the bed, each adjustable and with a cuff on the end. Arthur strapped Merlin's wrists down first, stretching his arms over his head. Then he spread Merlin's legs apart and cuffed his ankles. He crawled in between Merlin's legs and smiled, taking Merlin's cock in his hand, which was curving up, stiff and already leaking precum. He stroked Merlin to full hardness and then got out the cock ring, fastening it around Merlin's balls, pulling it tight. He whimpered a bit at that, and when Arthur reached down to turn on the plug's vibrator, Merlin moaned loudly, pulling on the straps. Arthur got up and knelt down next to Merlin, kissing him, thrusting their tongues together. I have to go finish up some work, Arthur said, pulling back. Can you be quiet for me? I... Another moan cut Merlin off. I don't think you can control yourself, Merlin. Arthur smiled and ruffled Merlin's hair. He went and pulled a gag out of their toy box. Open your mouth now. He slid the ball gag into Merlin's mouth, carefully tightening it. He couldn't resist adding a blindfold as well, a thick strip of dark blue velvet. "I'll be back in a little while, baby," he whispered in Merlin's ear. Arthur managed to stay away for 20 minutes, actually sent off a few emails. Then he shut off his computer and went back to the bedroom. He paused in the doorway looking at Merlin. Merlin was moving his hips as much as the straps would allow, the vibrator in his arse stimulating his prostate even as the cock ring kept him from coming. His cock stood up, red and hard, a sharp contrast to the pale skin of his stomach, with its dark trail of hair. Merlin's fingers were gripping the straps. Sweat darkened the edges of the blindfold. Arthur undressed quickly, fondling his own hard cock as he went over to the bed. He drew his fingers along Merlin's side, and Merlin jerked, inhaling a sharp breath. Arthur chuckled and undid the gag, pulling it out. Merlin licked his lips, swallowing. "Ready for me, Merlin?" Arthur asked, teasing. "Yes, yes, master, so ready. Please—" Merlin stopped, remembering. "That's right, darling. Only when I tell you to." Arthur kissed him and then stood up. Merlin made a pleading noise at the loss of contact, unable to see what Arthur was doing with the blindfold on. Arthur adjusted the straps around Merlin's legs, pushing Merlin's legs up so that his knees were bent and spread wide, exposing his arse. Merlin felt the bed dip when Arthur slid up in between Merlin's legs and keened softly. "Shh," Arthur soothed, leaning down to suck the tip of Merlin's cock in his mouth. "You've been so good, baby, and I'm going to give you what I promised." Arthur slicked up his cock with lube and then eased the plug out of Merlin's arse. He lined himself up and then thrust inside, fast and hard. Merlin completely opened for him. Then he paused, buried in Merlin. "How does that feel? You like feeling me inside you?" He wanted to move, to thrust into Merlin's tight heat, but he made himself wait, breathing hard. "Beg me for it, Merlin. Beg me to give you a good, hard fucking. Fill you up with my cum." "Yes, fuck me. Please, master." Merlin's voice was rough with need. "Please, take me, master. Please." Arthur pulled back and thrust in again. "More," Merlin panted. "Please, please, more." Arthur fucked him, then losing himself in the pleasure, Merlin's moans washing over him. "Yeah, you just take it, just like that. God, I love you so much, Merlin." He could feel his orgasm building, and he forced himself to stop again. "Want you to come for me, baby," he panted, undoing the cock ring. "Come with me inside you." He didn't touch Merlin's cock, just thrust again, and Merlin was coming. He was crying out, incoherent noises mixed with Arthur's name. Arthur felt Merlin clench around him, and he was coming too, throwing his head back, squeezing his eyes shut. When he could think again, he reached up and slipped off the blindfold. Merlin blinked, a slow smile curving his mouth when he focused on Arthur's face. Arthur smiled back, running his fingers through Merlin's hair. He undid the straps, and Merlin stretched before curling into a sleepy ball, nuzzling the pillow. Arthur cleaned him up a bit, and then climbed into bed next to Merlin, drawing Merlin close to him. Merlin yawned and squirmed about until he was resting his head on Arthur's chest, his arm draped across Arthur's stomach.
"Told you I'd make you happy," Arthur murmured.
"You don't have to sound so smug about it," Merlin grumbled.
Arthur hid his smile in Merlin's hair.
"I bought something today at lunch. We can try it out tomorrow. I think you'll like it."
A pair of nipple clamps weighted with beads, still safely tucked away in his briefcase.
"What is it?" Merlin murmured, sleepily curious. "Oh, you'll find out tomorrow," Arthur told him. "But only if you're good."